New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on the 12th of fucking April, isn't it? What significance does that have? Nothing, really. Here we are. Let me plug some gigs real quick. It's early in the morning. This room's echoey as shit. The only gig we have coming up is Lavery's on the 20th of April. The last one was the General Banter Live Podcast, which was on the 6th, last Wednesday. Thank you to everyone who came out for that. It was fucking outstanding. I will be uploading that right before I upload this one. So, if you've logged on to listen to this one. Logged on, guy? How old did I say? Hey, if you've logged on to the internet, on that internet there that you get, and you're on the old, you're inside the broadband, and you're going to listen to the broadcast podcast, where he's broadcasting his pods. On the internet, if you've went on the internet or your phone to listen to this shit, what you do is, right before, you know, on the little feed, the RSS feed, if you're on iTunes or SoundCloud, the one before this one will say General Banter Live Podcast, episode fucking whatever it was, from Lavery's. Cheers to everyone who came out. You're essentially coming out to watch three guys talk shit, and it was very funny. You know, if I listened back to it yesterday, it's funny. Do you know what I mean? Funniness. Everyone's laughing. It's very racial. Good times. So it's going to be available. So yeah, that's it. That's all I have to really talk about. Other than another big gig, which I wonder, should I have some sort of music for this? If I can get fucking internet in this dump. Absolute dump. Got a big announcement here. I feel like I should have paused it. Let me see if this works. Let me see. We've reverted back to the old school days of you listening to me Google things. Come on, I don't even know what I'm looking for. I really don't. What's epic music? I'm just going to write that. Epic music, okay? Epic music. Bear with me. This is going to be worth every minute that passes by here. Nope. Oh, you fucking bastard. Having trouble with my new keyboard, guys. Here we go. Wait a minute. Oh, Christ. Let me see. Oh, but why when you look for a certain type of music, is it like, here's 2 hours of chill out music or something? You're like, what? Have you never heard of fucking Spotify, you dickheads? Right, I'm gonna click this, and if it doesn't work, there's gonna be trouble. Here we go. Here we go. Come on, internet. Come on. Come on, you son of a bitch. Well, that's clearly not going to work. I'll just go ahead and say it. About 2 months ago, some fucking dickheads, Arma Khan, Kieran Bartlett, decided that it would be a good idea to book the Ulster Hall. The legendary, prestigious Ulster Hall, Belfast, okay? And then that was an idea, and everyone's like, yeah, whatever. Turns out, these fucking idiots actually went and did it. So we're going to do a big one-off gig at the Ulster Hall. It's on the 29th of October. You know, close to whatever. Halloween. I don't know whether we're supposed to officially announce this, but I mean, who gives a fuck? It's not like I'm going on this morning. Up next, we've got Colin Geddes talking about an Ulster Hall gig.
How's it going? Well...
And essentially what's going to happen is we're going to do that gig. Me, Mickey Bartlett, Kieran Bartlett, Aaron McCann, Dave Elliott, Rory Woods. Six of us, all doing like 15, 20 minutes each. Although we'll see if, you know, some of them cunts are able to actually stick to a certain amount of time. Because we all know what they're like. Yep, that's essentially, that's happening. We're probably not going to gig, you know, in Belfast on the month before it or of it. So chances are, you know, you wouldn't have seen us for that length of time. And then you're just like absolutely up a boner. I think it's also a Saturday. Is it? Or a Friday? I don't know. You need to look that up. But yeah, that's booked. We were in it the other day doing a bit of filming. I'm going to make a little promo video. Hopefully it's funny. Hopefully you see it. Hopefully you see it and you go, I want to get a ticket to this shit. By the way, the tickets are on sale this Friday, the 15th. So yeah, it's close enough. I can announce it on this. I'm sure Kieran's going to announce it on his whatever, whatever. But the tickets, I think, are 17 quid or something. Ulster Hall, mate. Ulster Hall, wise up. So we're going to try and do something a bit special. Do some gigs. Everyone's going to be doing, you know, fresh material. We might get a DJ. Some tunes in between. Something cool that makes it different. So, there you go. Tickets are on sale 15th. Get yourself one, you know. Get your girlfriend one. You know, if you're like, I'm going to go see a lads. Who do I go with? Let me bring my girlfriend who's going to love these six fat bastards talking about their dicks the whole time. Whether they can see it or not. There you go. Oh. Ulster Hall gig. And other than that, all I have to promote is follow me on Snapchat and ColinGuest.com for a fucking General Banter t-shirt. Good times. I can barely move today because you probably survived 3 or 4 weeks there of me talking about not going to jiu-jitsu. And then I went back. Oh, yes. And I went to an open mat, which is kind of like if you played football, you know, and you trained 4 times a week, you get to go to football. You know, you get to do a few wee passing drills. You're fucking about, you know, you're running around in your wee mouldies on some AstroTurf. And then on Saturday, you have a match. I did the equivalent of not playing for about 3 weeks and then playing a full match against the best team in the fucking league. I still can't move. And it wasn't even yesterday, it was the day before. I am fucked. Fully fucked. It actually woke me up in the mid, like at 5 in the morning. When I should have been fast asleep. And I woke up and my neck and shoulders were so stiff. I was like, I can't even sleep here. This is bothering me how sore this is. So anyway, did that. That was exciting. Why'd you tell everyone that? Huh? Fuck knows. The main problem was, straight after, I went to jiu-jitsu on a Sunday, we went drinking during the day, which was, I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but went for a few drinks straight after, and we ended up going to Perch, which is in Belfast, which I'd never been to before, I'd heard about it, and it's like one of those sort of, you know, you gotta be in the know to know where it is. You walk down the side of this fucking thing, down a wee alley, and then into a lift, which goes up a load of floors, and then you're on the top, and then you come into this wee bar, and it's like, you know, trying to be fancy. It's got all its own weird named cocktails. It's bird themed, the Perch, you know, so they've got like bird noises playing, like pew, 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 all this shit. That was a good one. They got all that shit playing, and you go in and you're like, hey, how's it going? Have a cocktail? And they're like, no problem, it's 13 quid. And do you know one of those places where you're like, you've tried to be quirky? I'm not slagging it, I am. You know, it's like, it's trying to be quirky, But at the end of the day, you've a load of people sitting outside wearing blankets over them. Like, first, like the money they'd save on blankets if they just built one roof. You know what I mean? One-off payment. Build a roof on it. Build a roof on it and you don't have to buy 700 blankets to keep people warm. I always wondered about that. Do you ever go to like Filthies or something? You're like, it's cold out here, get a blanket. How much jizz have them blankets seen? You know? How many half-clumsy hand jobs are given underneath that? That's it, love. Give me a wink and I'll buy us a room in the E-top. It's 41 quid the night. And we'll go in thinking I'm going to bang you and then you're just going to be crying, texting your mates all night. No, fuck's sake, mate. Why'd I pay £41 for this? I'm going to take a shite behind a door that... I've stayed in that E-tap thing. And it was like... It is 110% built to just ride a stranger. That's what it's for. Unreal. Just no dignity about it at all. You have to... the toilet is literally a door that pulls over. And I'm pretty sure it doesn't even lock. And you can see right under it. And all the audibles are there. So, you know, if you're fucking... dropping off the kids at in the shitter or whatever the term is. Just dropping off some dumpage. You can't be doing that in private. You know? Speaking of fucked up toilets, after the perch, we went to Lavery's for some food. Here, Colin gives you rundowns of boring shit. But I went to go to the toilet in Lavery's, in the woodworkers, and as I went upstairs... There was the men's toilets and then there was a little sign that said these are gender neutral toilets. Genuine question from me. What is that? What's a gender neutral toilet? Is that if you're a transgender person? Is it? What is that? Because it's like as soon as I seen that, not that there shouldn't. Now, by the way, Lavery's has toilets out the back, like a big row of toilets that are just toilets. You know what I mean? If the place is bunged and you can't be arsed going upstairs, there's just a big row of toilets. Doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman or whatever, but it also doesn't matter because the entry goes out into public space, into an alleyway basically. So if you were, if you were stuck and you were a transgender person and you're like, and by the way, it's almost always a man who thinks he's a girl. That's the way it's going to be. You know, everyone's equal. No, it's not. Because I'll tell you what, there's going to be, if there's a load of lads pissing all over the place, you, and a girl who identifies as a male, wants to piss in them boys' toilets, go far away. Work away. But there's definitely going to be, like, girls who are going, why is there a fucking giant man in here with, like shit stuff down his top thinking he's a girl here? That's where people are going to start freaking out. And all I could imagine was, like, some fucking creeper is trying to chat up a girl and she's like, oh my God, I need to get out of here. And she goes to the fucking toilets. And then he's just in the toilets. I just had this terrible nightmare. I didn't think about it beyond looking at it once. Do you know what I mean? Just some girl trying to phone the police from a cubicle. And this guy outside, come on, I bought you a cocktail. Fuck's sake, stop being frigid. which is a word I haven't said in a while. But Kieran Bartlett brought it up on his set the other week at Lavery's. And he pointed out the word is frigid, not you're a frigid, but whatever. You know, if you're going to pull it out, you're going to go old school with it. So, I don't know, I would love to speak to, I think, is it just you have to have all the toilets now? Is it? You have to go, and by the way, these are this is a big room of toilets, you know? And if it is for trans... This is... Right, I've had my half a slagging match there. Now I'm genuinely just like... What the fuck's gonna... Like... It's a big room of toilets. how many transgender folk are there? You know? Does that make sense? It's like disabled people, which I don't even like the phrase disabled. That's going to be one of those ones you look back at and be like, Jesus, do you remember we used to say disabled? Doesn't sit well with me. Especially when you watch the likes of the Paralympics and you're like, supposedly, I'm able-bodied and I can't do any of that fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Also, would like a Swiss Army knife for a leg, whatever. But, you see, I don't know, does it require like 12 fucking toilets in a row if it's just for transgender people? It might not be. I don't know who it's for. You know, is it for the fucking vegan who's just had some sort of double IPA? Who's like, I mean, if it's going to be cleaner and not swamped in piss, like the fellas' toilets, I'd probably go in there too. Do you know what I mean? What I was getting to with the disabled thing was, you know, if you need a wheelchair access fucking toilet, you know, how many people are in wheelchairs? Do you need one? Yes. Do you need 12 of them in a row? I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. All I'm saying is, I don't really understand what the point of it is when there's already toilets in there that fucking serve both people. Both sets of dick and balls and fannies. You know? I don't know. Maybe if they just made them all gender neutral, no one's really going to give a shit. Although it would give me anal stage fright to be like, am I just really just shitting out a wet ferret here? Beside, you know, just two girls who are like, this creeps outside the door won't go away. There are countries. I was talking to girlfriend Wayne's sister. She was in Prague. She was like, all the fucking toilets are just like that. Just pissers, like. And you're like, well, that's because it's always been there. But you're guaranteed in this country there's going to be fucking freak central. A man was arrested. Da-da-da. With a GoPro strapped to his dick. I don't know. I've basically mumbled my way through about fucking 6 minutes of shite there. Purely because I've seen a sign and went, what's that mean? When in actual fact, it doesn't really affect me at all. There could be a toilet there for fucking... Well, I was going to go racial with that. So there you go. Segregation, guys. Let's mush our dicks and fannies together and piss all over each other in the same toilets. Let's do that. I've completely gone back on myself. Let's just make them all gender neutral. You say gender neutral, you know, till girls are like, can you possibly ever, for once in your fucking life, piss in the toilet, you fucking piece of shit? Jesus Christ. You're in the house all day, you didn't shit. You had to wait till you come here to shout halfway up the back of the fucking cistern, you piece of fucking scum. Could you keep one eye on your dick, please? Could you keep one eye on your dick when you're pissing? You know? Because it's all... How many holes are in your dick? 10? It's like pissing out of a recorder, you fucking animal. Could you please piss in the toilet? That's when your gender neutral is going to go out the fucking window. Know what I mean? How am I supposed to take coke off the top of this toilet and it's covered in fucking fanny pads? There's fanny pads everywhere, for fuck's sake. Fucks, that would be the death of any creep trying to get in. I come in here to creep on women, and it turns out is there a fucking pack of dirty bastards. You know, that's the story. If you speak to anyone that's worked in the bar, they're like, if you ever go in the end of the night to clean the toilets, the girls' ones are a fucking horror show. And I was like, class, cheers for telling me that while I'm eating my dinner. Let's move on, because I don't really know what I'm talking about. If anyone knows anyone who's transgender, if anyone knows anyone who understands the toilet system, should they all be gender neutral? Do we need more toilets? That's the question, you know? You got your straight mate, well, straight, I don't mean straight as in, like, heterosexual. You got your sort of... What's that word? Cisgender. I'm cisgender, as in I identify with the gender that I was born with, allocated at birth. So, say you got your male toilets for, you know, men who identify as men and like pissing out their dicks. You got girls ones who are girls. And then you got gender neutral for, does that cover everyone in between? Or other people? I mean, I could go in and go, listen, I'm an anxiety shitter. And they're going to go, what does that mean? And I go, I need my own toilet sealed off, air conditioned with great Wi-Fi. Can you make that happen? Because it's, I feel discriminated against. You think that I have to shit in the same room as other people. And then they'll go, fuck off, Colin. And I'll go, you're right. I'm only in here twice a month. So I'll think I'll just put up with it. Did I just... Oh my God, there you go. You know, how often are you in Lavery's that their toilet setup would bother you? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, if you have any thoughts, email me, colingettiscomedy@gmail.com, because I certainly don't have the brain capacity to fucking work this one out on my own. So there you go, gender-neutral toilets. So at the end of the day, I just went for a gender-neutral scat wank and just got on with my day, didn't I? Anyway, here's a thing that happened. If you want to If you want to follow... Ah, bollocks. Anyway, okay, I think his name's Kev Liam Handmade or something. Or Kev Handmade. Something like that. Turns out, Kieran Bartlett's brother, who is into woodwork, etc. Carpenter type fella. Had an Instagram account there where he was posting stuff that he'd made. And just out of curiosity, I was like, here, what would it sting me for you to make me like a wooden... Hold on. Like a wooden computer stand for a Mac. And he's like... And I sent him a design. He goes, blah, blah, blah. Oh, mates rates, £20. And I was like, what the fuck? I thought he was going to say about 50. So I ordered this thing, which is great because the amount of editing I've been doing recently, you can't just sit and stare down at a computer. You legit get fucking like repetitive strain and your neck is in a terrible position. And it's the worst. See, for someone who makes a lot of videos, I know you're probably going, you haven't uploaded one in ages. Are we making them for other people, right, asshole? So, speaking of which, the Stay Here Tonight video for the band New Portals will be out soon, I would imagine, because I sort of finished the edit and we're just waiting on the mixed track. Me and Shane Todd pretend to be sort of early or late 80s, early 90s pop stars, and you will like it. The song's absolutely just contagious as fuck. So that's going to be out soon, which is fun. You know, back and forth with the edit. Spent a long time sitting in front of it. So I'm basically changing up my setup for the Mac station. You know, gonna have a stand for the Mac. Got myself a separate keyboard. Wee silver number. Looks sexy as fuck. You know, probably get a second monitor. Just up in the game. Because when you spend that much time sitting in front of an edit screen, or like just editing, it's like you have to have complete comfort. You know, you sit there with the computer slightly at a different angle for fucking 8 hours. Your neck is fucked. So anyway, he's making me a stand, a little MacBook stand made out of oak, and it looks sweet as fuck. Anyway, the design is. So I'm sitting there in a show at the Aaron, and he's like, fuck, I'd love one of them. So I was like, is there any chance I could do two of those? And he's like, no problem, that's them ordered. And I was like, fucking right. Then I showed it to someone else that I can't even mention because they're getting it as a gift. But they're like, that's great, I might get one of them too. And I'm like, I had to go back to him and go, Kev, you wouldn't knock us up three of them. It's going to get out of hand. And I'm sure if I fucking plug your Instagram, people will be sending you other shit to make, you know. Could you make me a fucking iPhone holder for when I'm just having some sort of cry wank in the gender neutral toilets? Where does it end, guys? That's where it ends. Everyone should have their own toilet. I feel discriminated against when shit's coming out of my dad. Here's a recut. So that's my max. I'm telling you that. That's not exciting. The new Portals video is exciting. Keep an eye out for it. I'll Snapchat about it. I'll Instagram about it. And I'll do all that other shit once it's on its way. It's going to be... Hopefully it does. It's one of those things where I've looked at it a lot. And then I sent it to Phil, the cameraman. And he hadn't seen it. He shot it, but hadn't seen the edit yet. And he was like, oh, that looks fucking brilliant. So maybe I've just looked at it too long and become a bit sort of... just jaded by looking at it. Sent it to Shane. He liked it. So it's just kind of wait till the new track comes in and get it out there, and hopefully everyone enjoys it. I mean, we did a video for Trucker Diablo Voodoo one time before, and I'd never made a music video ever, but it went pretty well. It was obviously just me and Mickey fucking around with a fucking camcorder. 67,000 hits. Not bad at all. That's not bad. So yeah, it's a thing that we're getting into. We were thinking of making another video. We basically decided that we wanted to make one for the Bonnevilles album. One of their songs. Whether they liked it or not. Hey guys, we're going to make you a video, and you better fucking like it, because we like the song, so deal with that, guys. What other shit had I to talk about? Quick recap, I really should have loaded this up before we started here. Do you remember I was talking about the gig I did in Newry? It wasn't Newry, it was in, yeah, well, just outside Newry, on the way to Warren Point. We did a gig in Narrowwater Castle, which after it, I was joking around. I put up a Facebook status saying, you know, I've done stand-up for 5 years, five and a bit years. Let me just fucking look this up. The tab, Newry Comedy. So I said, you know, I've learned some things over the years. I feel like I have enough knowledge to share a short list of sort of tips. And then I went, so here are the tips. And then I just said, don't ever gig in Newry. Now, I was a bit hot right there and then, you know, because we'd just come back from Newry. And there, basically, to sum up what happened, there was one table full of complete dickheads who were steaming, who wouldn't shut up. And they ruined the fucking gig, essentially, for everyone. And just because it was, you know, I was on... and they were talking during my set. I'm not saying that as in like, you know, oh, their night was ruined because they didn't get to listen to me. But if you'd paid in to fucking listen to comedians and you didn't hear anything because of these fucking dickheads at the front, it would ruin your night. But anyway, I was half joking about the Newry thing. I've done loads of gigs in Newry over the years. Some of them good, some of them bad. And that one had... like, I basically took the Facebook thing down. Not that it... well, I suppose it did matter because it got loads of likes, which isn't good, but I took it down because I felt bad. Because essentially, the guys that ran it were good guys, and they're trying to do some really cool stuff down there. And I suppose it doesn't really matter where the fuck it is. It's hard to get anything off the ground. But, yeah, it did feel slightly bad. Some guy sent me a thing like, I think it was a bit much, you slagging off Newry. You know, people are just trying to do something a bit different down here and you're slagging it. I didn't really mean to slag them. I wasn't slagging them at all. They did a great job. They have a great gig down there. I would definitely fucking recommend it to other folks. You know, I'm sure they had a few teething problems with the gig. Definitely started earlier, guys, if I had any advice for you. I would definitely help you book other people for it, if needs be. Etc. I think it has legs to be very fucking good. So that's why I took the Facebook thing down. However, the joke at the time was that there was a guy there who wrote for the Tab. He wrote for the Tab, you know, that student fucking piece of shit thing where it's like, you know, it's all like, we spoke to Belfast only student who works as a prostitute. And you're like, that's not real at all. We spoke to Dave, who's on Queen's University's fucking bondage club. You know what I mean? Just fucking total bullshit. Wait, is this the wrong thing? Oh, for fuck's sake, boys. Heard a girl pulling her tit out. Right, hold on a second here. For fuck's sake, I thought that was going to load up. You son of a bitch. Avicii. Sorry, this is completely descended into just me Googling stuff. Oh my God, hold on, I'm going to pause this, hold on. We're back. Sorry, I'm at the other end of the house here where the internet is weak as shit. So anyway, this guy writes for the Tab that was at the gig. I'll read you this piece out. You know, I don't mean to slag him either, but I mean, you know, it's something that might be hard to go to. Maybe he wasn't drunk, I don't know. Anyway, I'll read you this out. When you tell someone you're from Newry, it often ends as you or the city as the butt of the joke. Mouthful of a sentence. Anyone from outside the area can easily joke that its inhabitants are all red diesel smuggling cultures in a, in quotes, city with more churches than nightclubs. I feel like no one said that joke, but you've crowbarred it in there. But it's okay, Newry folk have a sense of humour, and now it's got its own first comedy night. Let me tell you something. What age are you, Connor? I have done tons of gigs in Newry. And there's guys like, what's his name? Jim McGrath. Your other boy. Oh, what's his name? I forget now. They run fucking gigs. They've been running gigs for years. I've done gigs down there with fucking Colin Murphy. I've done gigs with just lineups of local lads. Done all sorts of fucking gigs. It's not its first comedy night. It's definitely probably the best setup, other than there's some complete fucking reprobates that get let in that probably should have been kicked out pretty quickly. Friday night's event at Narrowwater Castle, introduced by MC Conor McGinley and featuring some pretty big names like Colin Geddes with two L's, best known as Barry the Blender. Kieran Bartlett alongside Rory Woods and Aaron McCann. Two men with joke topics as varied as cultures and their sexual lust for used cars and I, mommies on Facebook, to scoring drugs in your local Oma nightclub. Not only did the lineup suggest an evening offering the Newry nightlife scene some much needed variation, but the venue itself gave the illusion of something exotic. The gig being held in Narrowwater Castle, the site of the recent Grandmaster Flash concert, pow pow, with the stage at the front and round tables set up across the candlelit room, the place looked classy. It could easily be mistaken as a hip bar in any capital city, or a dodgy dungeon pub, but knowing hipsterism, that's a vibe people want to get on. Okay. Hipsterism? Dude, let's go to a hipster bar. Sounds like he's really getting into the meat of this, then it just kind of ends. This is great. With the night's promoter, Beat Cage's setup. Jesus Christ, lads. Did they proofread this first? With the night's promoter, Beat Cage's setup. Once the show started, there's no punctuation here at all. Once the show started, the night really kicked off. Guys, see, once that show started, the night really kicked off. You know? See that show we went to see? See when it started? Oh my God, see, as soon as that started, it had fucking begun. Fuck me, lads. Wait till tonight kicks off. It'll have started. Fuck me. See, when we start drinking later, that'll be us beginning to drink. Whoop, whoop. The audience reacting well to the witty one-liners offered up by the comedians, as well as their long, winding stories and back-and-forth banter with the audience. Of all the points, of all the things to pull out, right? Geddes, not once does this mention, all comedians were interrupted by a table of fucking scummers, right? Geddes at one point stopped the show, if you could call it a fucking show, stopped the show to confront a girl at the front table, claiming her laugh sounded like, and in quotes, the rape. No, sounded like rape of 10 seagulls. Rape of 10 seagulls, please. I mean, I don't know much about English or English lit or how to write. But if you're going to quote it, you gotta sort of put down exactly the scenario and context and the exact words. You know, you sounded like I was fucking an old witch there. Sounded like an old, just, doesn't it? Sounds like an old fucking...
You will eat rape of 10 seagulls.
Basically, the one girl who wouldn't fuck up the whole fucking time laughed, and I said, you sound like 9 seagulls being raped. And boy, did everyone laugh. And then she decided, that's me giving the green light to talk very loud all night. Hold my phone up, show my friend things, and laugh out loud. You're ruining the night for everybody. Hopefully this will pave the way for a comedy scene in Uri that hasn't been seen before. It has, there was loads of gigs. Here's a throwback to Geddes' I Am Fighter days for anyone feeling nostalgic. There you go, mate. He's done fucking nothing since that I Am Fighter. You know what I mean? I mean, it goes to show you how little fucking, you know, like, that late license show was promoted that nobody fucking knows that anyone was on it. Anyway, there you go. The tab weighing in on some Uri banter. The promoters were great. The venue was great. The setup was great. The timing was slightly off. The crowd, for the most part, were lovely. And there was just a couple of dicks who wouldn't shut up. Who hopefully did get raped by 10 seagulls. So there you go. That's the review of that gig. But if you're in the area, definitely go. Because, you know, I don't know who they're going to book next. Whether they speak to me or anyone else about it. But whatever. There you go. There you go, guys. Stay on top of shit with the tab. Let's see what other turd they have on this. Did I shut that? Oh, you fucking twat. Oh, I mean, it's you gotta love that site. Saw a headline yesterday, Caitlyn Jenner watched me fake an orgasm. Couldn't play it, wasn't available in the country, but I think I'd rather watch my family die in a fucking house fire than watch Caitlyn Jenner fake an orgasm. Oh my god, squeeze my tits. Squeeze my tits and yank my balls. Turning into Bernie Sanders. Oh, fuck me. That's it, just, I don't believe in gay marriage, but maybe you should finger my ass while sucking my dick. Oh, and then I'll jizz on my own titties. I'm Bruce Jenner. God almighty. Let's move on, guys. Let me see my list of shit to talk about. Talked about it all. Also, in the midst of this whole setup, we were staying at girlfriend Maureen's parents' house. Basically, because her dad was away, and her mum was like, sure, just stay down here. But conveniently, at the same time, because it's been so rainy and shit recently, you know, the last thing you want to do is go out and check how much home heating oil you have. So, of course it ran out. You know, and we ordered some and it came the very same day. But turns out you're not supposed to let it run out. And I was like, yeah, well, that's me being a dick and not going out and checking it. You know, just letting it run out to the death. So, of course, it needs blood and all that shit. I didn't know how to do that. So it was just convenient that we got to stay at girlfriend Maureen's parents' house, where, you know, see when you go to someone's house and they've have like four kids and they're used to cooking for like loads of people, the food is mental. It's like going to a fucking buffet every single day. Oh, I didn't know what to make. I just made a full fucking vegetable lasagna and whatever else there. Do you want to eat all that? Because no one else is going to eat it. Yes. Yes, I will. So I've basically been eating like a fucking Viking for about the last week in someone else's house, which is always good. Not the last week, probably last two or three days, but it's good fun. And then we sat. I'll tell you what I tried to do. There's a lot of films that I've missed over the years. And there's one thing I've learned. Don't bother. Don't bother trying to catch up. If you've missed the boat, just let it sail away. I've talked about Star Wars. You know, oh, I haven't seen Star Wars. Oh, mate, you haven't seen Star Wars? Who's your dad? Fritzel? I haven't seen any of that shit. Haven't seen it. Tried to watch it. Was just like, what the fuck is this dog shit here? Couldn't get into it. It's happened a lot. You know, someone talked about Terminator. I was like, I haven't seen Terminator. Oh, mate. It's the best ever. Is it, though? And similar thing happened there on Saturday night. I was like, you know, let's just sit here. Let's watch a movie. Let's watch something that I haven't seen before. Flick through. They have a huge DVD collection. I was like, let me see. And I was like, oh, I picked out all these films. I was like, Roger Rabbit. Well, I have seen Roger Rabbit, but I was like, I haven't seen it in ages. What other shit did I pick out? Just a load of sort of older films that I missed that people would talk about. Like all the Back to the Futures. I haven't seen any of that stupid shit. You know what I mean? The only thing I can really remember was seeing those Nikes and going, mate, I'd fucking wear those Nikes, no sweat. Those ones that tie themselves. Little did Al J. Fox know how handy they would come in the future when the Parkinson's is killing you. What a hateful fucking thing that is. Pretty sure my grandma had Parkinson's, so that's maybe something I can look forward to. Hopefully by the time I get it, they can do that thing where they just open your skull up and put a wee tiny... I've seen it happen. They put a wee tiny fucking rod into your brain and it just, boop, nips off whatever it is, makes you shake like a bastard. So maybe we get a wee dose of that on the fucking go. Anyway, so the film we decided to watch, which I hadn't seen, was... In fact, I've seen one of them, but I hadn't seen the original Ghostbusters. And I put that on, and I was just like, oh man. First of all, I've no nostalgia attached to it, so I can't even enjoy it from that respect. I was just watching it going, what is going on here? I know it ages and like the graphics are pure shit, but there's a bit where him and Sigourney Weaver are just having this back and forth like argument in a room, and I'm like, what the fuck script is this? Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're an editor, you could just completely cut that scene out. It didn't make any sense at all. So I basically watched about an hour of Ghostbusters and then went, I can't even bring myself to watch this. You know? Is it the best Halloween outfit of all time? Probably. Can I be arsed with the film in 2016? Absolutely not. You know? But I'll tell you what, if they make like Superbad 2 or something, I'll be all over that shit. Completely. So what I'm saying is, don't feel bad if you've missed any films, because if you didn't see them at the time, they don't age well and they're just full shit. So don't bother. Don't bother your hole. You know, don't feel like you're going to have to watch the original Jungle Book when this new Jungle Book comes out. Because it's going to be all, hey, fun times. Singing. Oh my God, it's a bear singing. And then you go see the new one and you're like, it's all dramatic and people, real animals getting murdered and stuff. Hopefully, that's the way I would do it. Gotta teach these children about mortality. You know, main character gets his dick bit off by a panther. Enjoy that shit. Let's move on. Someone sent me this in a tweet, actually, saying that I seen it in the news. And it was Kelly Murphy apparently filmed herself being stalked by the animal. So it shows you this girl snowboarding, and she's got a GoPro on the go, and she's like, yeah, look at me snowboarding. Doesn't realize that there's a fucking giant bear chasing her in the background. And I know this isn't very exciting when I talk about it on an audio fucking podcast, but you know, pretty interesting. Look it up. She's all flying down the hill like, yeah, GoPro, gonna send this in a GoPro, get it fucking sponsored or whatever. Giant bear behind you. You would absolutely shit your knickers. Anyway, I would say it's probably about time we could hit these questions up. What do you think, guys? Let's hit these questions on fucking Twitter first. That was Chris Reezy sent me that. Chris Reezy sent me the picture of the fucking, your woman being chased by a bear. Imagine she did that, like, I'm just flying along, I'm a wee bit tired, I'll slow down. Bear eats her fucking head off. There's part of me would like, do you know, like, if you could just tape up their hands and shut their mouth and be like, just see what it feels like for a bear to just fucking smash it to the floor. As long as you could be like, you know, tap, 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 and someone just shits it in the face and it dies. But there was a part of me would like to feel that sort of power, which makes it sound sexual, but not really. Unless it's like The Revenant, you know? DiCaprio was getting buggered by a bear. Maybe the bear was just like, oh my god, that's Leonardo DiCaprio. This will be some story when I tell the lads. Take this bear dick, here you go. That's for Winnie the Pooh. I don't know what that means. Chris Reezy again. What do you make of men that hit/beat up women? Good guys. I don't know. Here's the deal. Don't hit anybody. You shouldn't really have to hit anybody. But if you're acting crazy, don't think that does bother me sometimes. It does bother me when it's like, it's like that Bill Burr bit, there's no reason to hit a woman. If you're being attacked by a woman, I don't know what it is about her being a woman that means she can't be fucking touched. You know what I'm saying? Did anyone see the UFC at the weekend where Junior Dos Santos fucking front kicked Ben Rothwell halfway across the fucking octagon? That's what you should, you know what I mean? If there was some fucking maniac girl, like, I'm gonna fucking, yeah, smacking everybody and fucking, you know, about to battle someone, you should be able to just go, kadoosh! And just kick them halfway across the street and be like, that's it. You were getting crazy. You were gonna hit men and, you were gonna hit everyone, you were just dangerous. You were just dangerous. And you thought that being a woman protected you from getting a fucking, I mean, you shouldn't really be, if you're gonna have to use violence, it should be in a self-defense sort of, you know, let's neutralize this situation way. You know, who's going to go around beating the fuck out of women? Or men, you know what I mean? It's like, you can't do that to anybody. You know? But if someone's going mental and they're endangering other people, I don't think you'd have to. No, again, this makes me sound like a fucking maniac. But like, I'm not talking, oh yeah, let's take this woman down, fucking grind and pound the life out of her till she dies. Not at all, but you know, just there's certain situations where it's like, yeah, you're abusing the old women can't get hit fucking rule there. How many times do you see that? Girls screaming at each other and two fellas being like, right, let's take these women away because we're going to end up having to fight.
Why'd you not stick up for me?
Because you're not the one that's going to get his head stomped in, pet. Alright? You're going to be mouthing off. Don't you fucking say it. Oh my god.
Stick up for me.
Alright. Two fellas are fighting. For no reason. Who may actually be able to fight a bit and beat the fuck out of each other. Could you be more sexist, Colin? Why don't you go in them gender neutral toilets and fucking have a sit down piss, you dickhead? I'm stopping talking before I go to jail. What's the whole inspiration back in the day with the original Iron Fighter? I basically just wanted to do it so that, someone from the tab would put the link to my video in it. So, I'm excited. Fuck me, I don't know. I've said this a million times. I was a fan of UFC and stuff, and I wanted to make a video. And I was also a fan of like the Office, and I like those mock doc style things. So I just wanted to make a mock doc, and all I had was a camcorder and a garage with a punch bag in it. So there you go. You know, whatever. Steph Lack or Latch. Sorry if I'm saying that fucked up. It says Steph Lack Hack, so I'm thinking maybe it's Lack rather than Latch. Anyhow, he's got a question. Long time Blender fan. A lot of Blender type stuff. Should I do another Blender video? Of a Nick Diaz Blender one coming out on the run up to that fight, probably. But I might have to do one before that. Long time Blender fan, new to the podcast, loving it. Any chance of a gig in Glasgow soon or any Edinburgh plans? Yeah, it's funny because I've been doing posters for like Dave. Well, actually, I didn't do the poster. Miguel, what's his name? Miguel Martin. Fuck me. Who's an illustrator from Belfast. He did an illustration, and it's basically Aaron McCann and Dave Elliott are doing a show in Edinburgh called Fathead and the Big Dog, and he did this illustration with the two of them on the front, and it's very funny. So I basically took that illustration and slightly graphic designered the fucking text and stuff just so that it was a bit more readable for a Edinburgh poster. So I've done that poster, I've done Mickey's poster, I've done all these fucking posters, and I'm not even going to fucking Edinburgh. And do you know what it is? Nothing about it appeals to me. Do you know, here's where it sits in my position, right? You know, I basically have a lot of fucking video work on the minute. We run Laveries, there's a whole pile of shit that happens here. So, you know, my girlfriend's here, we're all set up, it's all nice. I get to do stand-up whenever I want, I get to do whatever the fuck I want. So why would I then go, let me throw all my money away, you know, leave the country to go to Edinburgh to do this a gig in the same room for a month and stress about who's going to come to the gig for the full fucking month, you know, and come back skint and be like, oh, well, you know, I know there's like opportunities and stuff there, but I'm just like, that does not appeal to me at all. You know, it's just, especially, I would do a week, like I would 100% do a week, and I know you can do a week, but it's still a lot of fucking around, like a lot of fucking around to go and do a fucking week somewhere. What I really should do is get myself back into like the Stand or something like that, if they would have me. In Edinburgh or Glasgow, that's more my cup of tea. Just go over, do a fucking weekend, come back. That Fringe is fucking nuts. It can't be held at all. It's just a lot of fucking around, costs a lot of money, and it's pretty fucking stressful. And like, I like stand, you know, I love doing stand up, but you know, I'm not the sort of person who could, you know, like Mickey is just a stand-up and he's happy enough just being a stand-up. He's a very good stand-up. I like doing stand-up. I'm all right at it, but I'm like, I can't really be fucked. It would freak me out to just be a stand-up. So, you know what I mean? Like, I enjoy doing other things also. So, it's just one of those things. I just can't be, it isn't worth it for me to go do it. You know what I'm saying? What an indirect fucking answer. I'll try and get over to Glasgow or Edinburgh. Steph, sorry about that. Chris McCullough, how are the shipping containers coming along? It's just one container. And I cleared it out the other day. As I was speaking about the other week, it's going to be girlfriend Maureen's little studio. There's a long ways to go, let me tell you. But I cleared it out. All the flooring and the lining and stuff. And 100% should have been wearing a dust mask because the next day pretty much had black lung. And don't even chat to me, Chris, about the things I pulled out of my fucking nose. But less to share it out, the better. But it is cleaned out. So next step is probably fill up the little holes and get some fucking floor in it or something. Line, insulate the walls, get some posts in that we can work around. All that shit. So yeah, you'll probably, I don't know, I suppose I'll put photos up or whatever. Whatever the fuck ever. James McCauley, how fun was it to make Drink Bucky? Did it take long? The time me and Mickey made a video, up all night to drink Bucky. Did it take long? Not really. I mean, it didn't take much longer than, if you could imagine that in real time, because it was basically just a couple of takes. You know, we didn't run over the same take a million fucking times. We just shot it shot by shot, bang, 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 and then stuck it together. So, yeah, it was decent. Didn't take that long. I'm pretty sure it was shot and edited in a day. So, I mean, it's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. Me and Mickey really should make more videos. It's just that he lives in Middle Earth now, and it's hard to get hold of him. Should David Cameron resign after all the business about his taxes? Al Lindsay. I mean, I listened to that tax expert guy on the BBC News, and your girl was trying to fucking...
But should he not be publicly executed for that?
And the guy was like, listen, people make fucking investments. He goes, the headline here should be, Prime Minister makes modest investment and pays his taxes. You know, the offshore account that we're talking about was like Dublin. He goes, that's not exactly a fucking tax haven. I mean, I think it's just when people hate someone, they pull them up on anything. You know, going back to like the, it's a weird fucking example, but like that Dapper Laughs guy, everyone just thought he was a cunt. And he wasn't that fucking funny. And then as soon as he made a fucking rape joke, which I've made rape jokes, your man just read the fucking rape joke out that I incorrectly, that I said at that gig. Everyone's done jokes with the word rape in it. Who's this, you know, quote unquote comedian. But he did one and people were just waiting for a fucking slip up because they hated him that much. So it was like, oh my God, he said rape. Get rid of him. And then he's on TV crying and all that stupid shit. Which in this day and age, guess what you do when you put your foot in it? You just fucking say nothing for about 3 days and then carry on like nothing ever happened. Because no one gives a shit. You know, it's old, think of Brussels. Oh, bomb went off in Brussels. Next day, who gives a flying fuck about Brussels? Oh, some footballer's a paedophile. What about Brussels? Fuck Brussels, mate. It's no Paris. Suck my dick. You've got Jean-Claude Van Damme and then fucking go fuck yourself. And then everyone's like, oh, it's a false flag thing. They got a fucking wee kid. They got footage of some wee kid from like somewhere. I don't know where the fuck it was. Syria or something. And he's all like, oh, crying and all. You know, rape of 10 seagulls. And then they have this same wee boy. You know, they have another shot of him in Brussels, and they're like, what are they using? Like, those fucking trauma actors, or whatever they're called? What do they call them? Disaster fucking actors, or I don't know what it is. They basically bring them in to make a situation look worse, if that is indeed a conspiracy or not. I remains to be seen. But, I don't know. Should he resign? I don't know fucking anything about politics, but seemingly no one likes that cunt anyway, so... You know, any shady business he's involved in at all, everyone's just going to be like, I told you, he's the fucking bastard. Jordan Singleton, you always talk about playing football constantly as a kid, but didn't seem to follow the sport nowadays. What's that all about? It's boring as fuck. I didn't even watch it when I played it. I didn't watch rugby when I played rugby either. You know, that's what everyone played football when you're younger, and then... You know, sometimes you get to a certain age and you're like, I'm definitely not the build of a footballer here. So, played rugby. I was much less talented at rugby than I was at football, but I enjoyed the physical violence of it. So, here we are. I'm just not a big sport watcher, but I've played a lot of sports, in my time. I'm pretty sure I did gymnastics as a child. You know, that physique fairly ran off my body. Done a lot of shit that I never watched, is what I'm saying to you. So there you go. Football's boring as shit. In fact, if you ever get turned over to UFC, it's hard to watch other sports because you're like, this is kind of what they want to do, is fight each other, but instead there's a ball there. Anyway, cup of tea. Leave the tea bag in or remove before drinking. I know where I stand, and that's from Ray Hogan. You tea-loving son of a bitch. And either way, I do like a strong tea, you know, if we're getting technical about it. So I'll just leave it there. Sometimes I just can't be arsed, you know what I mean? I'll pour it and I'll just be like, I'll just fucking leave that in there. I mean, if anything, the reason I would take it out is just because it's a bit of an obstruction. You know, you're trying to slurp the tea and you're getting a big mouthful of fucking bag, aren't you? Yeah, Mark Hagen, I'm funnier than you. Cool. And then Dylan O'Neill, straight on top of him there, says, clearly not. people. I'm funnier than you. Do you know how funny you have to even be a very, very mediocre stand-up open micer? You have no idea. And actually, I say that, being a comedian doesn't mean you're funny. I know plenty of comedians who aren't. You would never be like, he's not really that much of a... In fact, a very small proportion of them are like funny guys in dead... I mean, I'm lucky that the immediate quote-unquote squad, as they've called themselves, you know, you got Mickey Bartlett, Shane Todd, Kieran Bartlett, Dave Elliott, Rory Woods, Aaron McCann. All them cunts are funny as fuck, you know, in their own way. Just funny guys. Shane, funny. You know, they're all funny guys. Luckily. So, but there are plenty who are just like fucking normal people who do stand-up. Let's move on. Oh my god, all comedy related. Nathan Contelia. Any tips for doing open mics? Yeah, just speak clearly and, you know, just speak clearly. Just try and talk about exactly what you think is funny rather than copy someone else that you think is funny, if that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? Like, you could be a guy who is a wee nerd. I've seen it happen where you get like a wee nerdy guy whose favourite comedian is like a dirty New York comedian. And he's like, yeah, man, I was fucking bucking these two girls. And you're like, no, you weren't. No, you weren't at all. So just talk, just sort of be honest. There's a thing that some open micers I've seen do where you go, blah, blah, blah. And then you'll sort of like, go on about something for too long when you should have just moved on. You're like, blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, that joke didn't get laughed, did it? I mean, that's not a funny joke. I mean, I should, and it just goes on and on. You're like, if no one laughs, just go, nah, didn't like that one. Fuck you. And then move on to another joke or another piece of material. Any other tips? Just don't really take it that seriously for the first while. Because there's going to be a few. In fact, you're basically flailing for your life for about the first 2 years before you become half confident. I think you get to the point where you realize you really can read whether it's your material, the crowd, the situation, whatever. There's sometimes you come off and you're like, oh, I died in my arse, I don't really know why. But I think when you get to the point where you come off and you're like, I knew rightly that crowd weren't going to laugh at anything but when I went up, because they haven't been laughing all night. So I don't know. Just fucking go do it. I can't really tell you what to do. I can't really have any tips because my first two were great. Great gigs. Thought it was fucking Bernie Mac. third one, I had about 18 bottles of Stella, went up, died in my absolute shitter. So, what can you do, guys? What's been your best collapse? Golf reference, Robert Miller. I'm sorry, Robert, but I'm just going to have to glance over that like I didn't read it. Golf. I don't even know what collapse means, to be honest with you. Best gig you've ever attended, Alex Johnson. I've told you this before. It was the O2 Wireless Festival at Hyde Park, where the lineup was pure shit all day, and then it was Queens of the Stone Age, and then White Stripes. It's good to get two of your favourite bands ever wiped out in one fucking bill, isn't it? Happy days. Also, whatever that last And So I Watch You From Afar gig was in Belfast was fucking bananas. What other gigs? I mean, I'm going to mention some bands that you probably think are shit, but the gigs were unreal. I remember seeing The Gallows in the Limelight, and it was fucking mental. It's great. Couldn't name you one of their songs now if you fucking paid me, but just being honest. Craig Owens, what do you think of people who post questions but don't listen to the podcast? Don't really give a shit. How can I tell anyway? How could I possibly tell that you were listening? Neve McGlinchey. It's a good ring, that name. Sounds like a author. What's the stupidest thing you've ever seen written on a bathroom wall? I don't know. It's not on a bathroom wall, but I think it's on a piece of wall up from Lavery's, because I walked out one day and I was waiting on anyone to leave. I was just standing there on my phone, and I'm pretty sure there's a piece of graffiti just in marker that says Eric Clapton is a racist. And he may well be, I don't know what the story is, but I did laugh at it. I was just like, what state would you have to have been in for that to be bothering you so much that you had to write it on a wall? I remember walking down, I don't know what, this was young, when I was young as fuck, walking from like up around the Elms village area somewhere, I don't know what the fuck we're walking to. And this guy walked past, he was just big, you know, those sort of big, like Hagrid looking bastards, sort of geeky but huge with long hair. And he's walking along and he just stopped, he looked angry, he was clearly drunk, and he was like, and he turned around and he's like, "Do you like Radiohead?" And I was like, "What? Do you like Radiohead? They're all right." And he goes, "You fucking better like them." And then he just walked on. And I was like, was I about to get attacked by this giant fucking man over the sake of Radiohead? I didn't have the heart to tell him at the time. I was like, I don't fucking like Radiohead at all. Fuck them. Unbelievable. Christopher Conway, have you ever been in a car crash or a mental accident? Have you nearly died, basically? Many times, bro. Pretty sure my parents took me to, before my sister was born, so I was about 4 or 5, to like Ibiza. Not, obviously not the fucking, let's not go to Manumission with a fucking 5-year-old, but yeah, I almost drowned twice on the same fucking holiday in the pool, and have vivid memories of being at the bottom of the pool and someone diving in and grabbing me. It was probably about 3 foot tall, but sure, we, you know, who can swim anyway? So, nearly died then. What other death? I think I choked on a gobstopper when I was younger. Was in hospital for about 5 days. Nearly choked to death. Which is weird now that I would willingly send myself to jiu-jitsu to be choked. But, what other times? So, that was 3 times I nearly died. All sort of breathing related as well. So, that's creepy as fuck. What other times have I nearly died? I was in a car crash when I was in, I think I just left school or something like that. I have a big scar down my head. But we jumped in the car, went up the road to pick a mate of mine up. I was in the back of a Clio, so I was like, let me get in the back of this car. And me in the back of a Clio, like I was pulling my legs over and all trying to get them behind the fucking seats. The fella driving just went around the corner, was kind of half distracted, but it was, the sun was super bright. He just drove around the corner and straight into a skip. And I went between the two seats and hit my head on the windscreen. And then climbed out the passenger side. With about 27 stitches in my head later on. Blood pishing out of it. Mate of mine who was in the front, he hit his face off the dashboard, was wearing glasses. It fucking cut his eyelid to shit, which he got fixed and then later on got refixed. So it was pretty much back to normal. But that was pretty brutal. And the guy in the back, Keithy, knocked out cold. He looked the worst, and he only was knocked out. You know, the rest of us were smashing through windscreens and hitting fucking dashboards and all, and he just got knocked out. But he was the one that was like a corpse on the floor, like, oh, and then barfed in an ambulance and went, "Mate, I'm sorry, I was sick in your taxi." Thought he was just being sick on the way home from a night out. Silly bitch. So yeah, that was a car crash. But so I'm sitting there with like my head lying open, like a fucking, like you'd taken a slice out of a watermelon. But I'd clearly broken my toe, and I was like, "Guys, my fucking toe is killing me." And sure enough, it was purple, and my shins were purple the next day. But they were like, "Yeah, let's just stitch your head back together," which, the size of your head, it's going to be quite the task. I tell you what, guys, you haven't lived till you've been lying on a face down on a thing while some nurses basically wash broken glass out of your open wound on your head. That does not feel good at all. And then she's like, "Denise, we've got a squirter." I was like, "What?" "Yeah, you've had a wee vessel there. So there's blood squirting in my head." Good times. Sounds traumatic. Not actually that big a deal. Because I remember at the time going, "You have to stay awake because you've had a head injury." And my ma was like, "Well, do you know what? You can sleep beside me." Not in a weird way, but just like, you know, you've just been in a car crash. It's just like, "You can sleep beside me and I'll just keep an eye on you." She was out fucking, she was like, out cold. And I'm lying there awake with a fucking adrenaline all night. Just like, cool. Had to wear a turban for a couple of days. So yeah, there you go, Chris. There's the old fucking story about a car crash. The first 10 things you would do after winning 10 mil plus in the lottery. Well, what, mate, what's 10 mil plus? Because if it's 10 mil or it's 90 mil, we're talking two very different fucking setups there. I would just build a house. I would just build exactly the house that I wanted. Do you know what I'm saying? I would just build my perfect house. Yeah, that's what I would do. I would do that. I would definitely just go and buy a whole pile of trainers. I would gather up all my mates and just be like, "Drop what you're doing right now and come down. We're going to have a party." And they're like, "Ah, but I'm working in the morning." And I go, "What are they paying you?" And then they tell me what they're paying me. And I'd be like, "I'm going to pay your wages. I'm going to pay the rest of your salary tomorrow. Quit. Just quit your fucking job." And that's what I would do. I would just have a big fuck off party. You know? I would see what sort of bands and shit I could pull in at the last minute. It'd be great crack. What other shit would it do? I would probably make a film, maybe. Make a feature-length film. Or just produce some top-notch fucking TV shows or something. You know? I would make all the shit that I've talked about making for ages. Probably go on a sweet holiday as well. I mean, I'm very busy. I'm doing a lot of shit with this 10 million. You know, buy a fleet of white fucking supercars like Mayweather. Just the usual shit, you know, pay to have a few people killed, buy a tiger and get a dick enlargement, get some liposuction and a hair transplant, and we're flying. It's the same question, dickhead. Oshie McClelland. "The Snapchat section was easily one of the funniest podcast bits I've heard. Give it another chance." Okay, well, I thought I never would. However, as I dropped the sound recorder, I figured out how to do it without the beeping. So I'll do it next week for the crack, because I thought it was an absolute shit show and everyone else was like, "Oh, mate, that was funny as fuck." And, you know, maybe it won't be good whenever I figure out how to fucking smooth it out and do it well. Anyhow, I'll do it next week. Gareth Neely, where's Al Madeline now? I don't fucking know. I definitely think her man dad sold her just to get... just fuck raped by someone. Shannon Eastwood, listening from Calgary. Oh, Canada. Loving the banter. If you could be a cowboy or a Native Indian, why and what would be your chosen name? I mean, did they really fight each other, cowboys and Indians? Native Indian? It's kind of half a statement there. Is it Native American or... well, I suppose you get... what do they call them in Canada? First settlers or something? First fucking batch? Here, we're the first batch people. They seem to get shit on big style, so I think I'd probably rather be a cowboy. But then again, I don't know. Are we talking in the movie sense, or are we talking like an actual cowboy? You know, most cowboys are Mexican, are they not? Probably just for the crack, I'm going to say Native Indian. You know, you get to wear cool shit. I watched a video. Jesus Christ, I've said this before. I watched a video and it was like, what does Columbus Day mean to you? And, you know, essentially they... Americans celebrate Columbus landing and whatever. But a lot of these Native Americans were like, I don't know why they celebrate the fucking... the day that people arrived here to fucking kill everyone. And take all of our shit. But let me tell you something. Some of those girls, some of those like Native American girls, holy shit. Some of them were hot as fuck. I couldn't believe it. I was like, these chicks are hot as fuck. Like Pocahontas, but in real life. I mean, some of them were stinking. And of course, they had like the token camp one. I just think that people shouldn't be coming in here stealing all my stuff. Which is proof. You know, I've heard that. I've heard someone say that in a stand-up bit. All gay people in America sound the same. Was it Bill Burr again? He's like, hey, I'm from Alabama. Hey, I'm from New York City. And it's like, it's the same gay voice everywhere. What, stereotyping? Yeah, I know. Because they all talk like that. So fuck up. am I actually going to type this in? Hot Native American. It's going to be some dude with a fucking feather cap and a giant dick. Giant dicks. What would my name be if I was Native Indian / American / original batch settler? Probably just, what would it be? Our Grand Chief. You know, eats all food. Eats all the swines. I don't know what the fucking name would be. The man with, so you got like Dances with Wolves. There could be, I don't know what mine would be. Probably just, oh, it's all dudes. All hot Indian dudes. So, fuck that. Although, that guy is an absolute ride. What a silken-haired, sexy bitch. God damn it. Let me just see. This is the worst podcast ended ever. 30 hottest women of Native American descent. Let's see them. Bring them out. They all look like Danny Trejo, or whatever his fucking name is. He's Mexican. Calling you all over the place with the racism. And the fucking transgender bogs. I think that's going to ruin my career. Hashtag what career? Says me. Come on. Show me these hot women. Is this one of these clickbait sites where I'm going to have to click two clicks to get through each fucking picture? Well, I'm afraid that's just going to have to end here. That's not going to load. Unbelievable. Worst end of a podcast ever. Fuck me. Right. I'm going to go here. First of all, cheers to everyone who came to the live podcast last week. It's also been uploaded before this one. If you want to hear it, get yourselves all over that shit. It's quite short. It's only 45 minutes long, which is... a girl actually came up to me after and she was like, oh, it's really quite short. I wish it had went on for longer. And I was like, listen, it was an hour. It wasn't really. It was 45 minutes. So, but it's one of them things. If you went to see a headliner comedian in a club, he would only do 45 minutes.
And we've done ones before that were like an hour and 15, and I could feel people getting a bit restless. So you're in that sweet spot of you wanted more and it ended, rather than you're like, is this going to fucking end? Because I'm going to piss myself here. So cheers to everyone who come out for that. Next one is, the next gig is on the 20th of April. It's looking like it's going to be a Mickey Bartlett Edinburgh preview. I might do a longer set at the start. We might have someone MC. So I'll confirm that with you next week. Thanks, guys. Congatus.com, buy a t-shirt, support the podcast. What else do I have? Follow me on Snapchat at Congatus. I might do some new characters today. That's exciting. Also got a thing in the works with Boojum again. After we shot the Ulster video and there was just complications, agents and stuff, and it never got put out, which is a waste because it's very funny. But in talks with them with more stuff, got to go into their fancy offices. It looked lovely. Would love an office like that. Anyway, follow me on Snapchat. And the tickets for the Ulster Hall gig, which is going to be a mega gig with all of us, you know, doing some fucking quick fire sets, getting some fucking music played in between. It's going to be great, guys. It's going to be fucking great. So the tickets for those will be out on Friday from the Ulster Hall's website, 1750 or something like that shit. It's on the 29th of October. It's going to be great. It's going to be great fun. So get yourself one of those tickets. Be much appreciated. And then you won't hear us fuck up about them for about the next 3 months. Or whatever. How many months is that? I fucked that up. It's about 5 months, is it? Six? I don't know. Give a shit. But anyway, just remember, Lavery's Comedy Club, 20th of April. Buy your tickets on the 15th, this Friday. Look out for the promo video, all that shit. And I'll speak to you next week. Cheers for the questions. And, you know, if you want to review this podcast on the tab, that'd be great. Let's get this podcast out to another 14 people. Right, guys. Take it easy. I'm away. Speak to you soon. All the best. May as well play us out with a bit of Trucker Diablo, seeing that I talked about it earlier, about making videos. Here we go. That's where we're going to have to leave it, because the internet has failed me again. BT, you whores! See you later.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favourite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.